This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Governments are ramping up measures to battle a looming global epidemic of the coronavirus as the number of infections outside China, for the first time, surpassed those appearing inside the country. Taiwan raised its epidemic response to its highest level, while Australia Prime Minister Scott Morrison initiated emergency measures.
So while the WHO is yet to declare the nature of the coronavirus and its move towards a pandemic phase, we believe that the risk of a global pandemic is very much upon us. And as a result, as a government, we need to take the steps necessary to prepare for such a pandemic.
In Washington, AP Sagar Magani reports, U.S. President Donald Trump is confident the country is ready for whatever comes.
The CDC says a person in California has been infected, someone who does not appear to have traveled abroad or been exposed to another patient. If confirmed, it would be the first American case of what's known as community spread. The CDC announced the worrisome development minutes after President Trump took to the White House briefing room podium to minimize fears that the virus will keep spreading.
I don't think it's inevitable. I think that there's a chance that it could get worse. There's a chance it could get fairly substantially worse, but nothing's inevitable.
He says there's no reason to panic and that the government's very, very ready for a potential outbreak, standing alongside health officials who urged Americans to be prepared. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Turkey-backed Syrian opposition fighters on Thursday retook a key northwestern town in Syria that was recently captured by government forces. They also cut the highway linking the capital, Damascus, with the northern city of Aleppo. For more on any of today's news, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. A gunman in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, killed five people before killing himself Wednesday at the Molson Coors Brewery. Police identify the shooter as a 51-year-old male, but have withheld his name and the names of his victims until their families are notified. Milwaukee Police Chief Alfonso Morales says the fatal shooting at the brewery rocked the city.
It's a terrible day for Milwaukeeans, and I pass on my condolences to the families of the employees of Miller and to the employees of Miller or Molson Coors.
Before Wednesday's shooting, there had been three mass killings nationwide in 2020 with 12 total victims. 65 years after 14-year-old Emmett Till was lynched in Mississippi, the U.S. House of Representatives approved a bill designating lynching as a hate crime under federal law. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The chair of the Congressional Black Caucus, Karen Bass, says make no mistake about it, lynching is terrorism.
Lynchings were advertised in newspapers as recreational events that families would attend. They would have picnics while they watch brutal murders take place.
This bill was introduced by Illinois Democrat Bobby Rush, who says the country is still being confronted with the same violent racism and hatred that took the life of Emmett Till and others.
The white supremacists rallying in Charlottesville, Virginia, or the racially motivated mass shooting in El Paso, Texas.
Rush says the bill will belatedly achieve justice for Till and more than 4,000 other lynching victims. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Democratic presidential contender Joe Biden won the endorsement of an influential black congressman from South Carolina just 3 days before the state's primary. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Just before Joe Biden got the endorsement of the highest-ranking black member of Congress, Representative Jim Clyburn, he told ministers he's not taking the black vote for granted and says character is on the ballot.
Sometimes I wake up and I think it's 1920 and not 2020.
Bernie Sanders, who's been dominating in the primaries, compared his socialism remarks to Reverend Martin Luther King Jr.
This is what he said, and I quote, "This country has socialism for the rich and rugged individualism for the poor."
Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar, Pete Buttigieg, and Tom Steyer also spoke about their commitment to racial justice. I'm Julie Walker.
Colorado is set to become the 22nd U.S. state to abolish the death penalty. Lawmakers gave final approval to a bill to end the practice Wednesday, and the state's governor has said he will sign it. For more news around the clock, please visit us at voanews.com. And for news on the go, use the VOA mobile app. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.